when our continent works together, we solve problems, we create economic prosperity and growth, stability as a continent, and also peace. We know that the opposite is true as well, because when we become territorial, we become competitive, and then we become nationalistic, it leads to the kind of instability, and ultimately, we've seen in the past war, that damages our continent. I think the EU, and working towards a better EU, gives so many opportunities to our young people to study at universities that are collaborating with other universities across the continent. The ability to study abroad, the ability to work abroad, knowing you don't need visas and you don't need all that insurances and life insurance and travel insurance to do so. These are huge opportunities for our young people to fully explore their potential. And then if you're setting a business up, you can trade in the biggest free trade area in the world. And when you come to retire, you can choose to retire by the Mediterranean or in the sun or in the French countryside. So many millions of Britons are taking advantage of all of these opportunities. I think it would be a terrible, terrible risk to put all of this on the line for no certainty whatsoever. The risk is just too great. Let's stay in, stay at the table, and negotiate for a better future, not turn our backs on the best partnership that our country has ever experienced.
So why do you think we should stay in the EU?
So I think staying in the EU is critical for Medway. Over 7,000 jobs here in Medway are linked to the EU, be that our tourism industry, our universities, our small businesses. I don't want to put that at risk. It's a risk too far. Alongside that, issues like working together on climate change and making sure that we continue to be part of the European arrest warrant. But most importantly for me is how it impacts on our communities. I've seen residents from Chatham and other parts of Medway working with communities in France, Belgium, the Netherlands, making our community better and theirs. And I don't want to put that at risk. So I hope everybody votes Remain on June the 23rd.